another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim along with you. We want to say thanks to you for listening, all of our sponsors, and of course the radio stations for carrying The Good Stuff radio program, like KYCN 1340 AM, Kickin' Country out of Wheatland, Wyoming. Glad that you're carrying The Good Stuff program.
Season's greetings go out from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Of course, the holidays are just barely past, but they still wish you the warmth of the holiday season and the promise of a new year, along with the enduring heritage of the West.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the Cherry County area. Great museums, lots of outdoor activities, lots of camping spots, Airbnbs, the Scenic River, International Dark Skies Territory, and more. To find out about your next great vacation, go to visitvalentine.com. I have something called What Wind, and when I say that, it's got to be a Wyoming story, right?
Possibly. Theirs would qualify as well.
They really get a bad rap for the wind out there. But Stacy, Jen, and out of Douglas, Wyoming, sent this to us and called What Wind? The wind in Wyoming doesn't blow. Heck, it's barely a breeze, only uprooting large rocks and stripping the bark off trees. Living here most certainly makes for a challenging life, because when a farmer goes outside, he has to tether his wife. She may blow plumb away and never be seen, and he wouldn't want to lose her, because as a chore doer, she's mighty keen. The old bald eagle wasn't even bald until he moved to Wyoming, it's been said. Darn wind blew the feathers right off his head. The prairie dog was once an above-ground dweller, till a tumbling tumbleweed smacked him, poor feller. In fear, he dug a hole fast and deep, so those rolling weeds didn't pummel him in his sleep. When he finally got enough courage to come up and take a peek, he chirped, "Darn, it's still windy." Of course, that was in prairie dog speak. The bovines grazing out on the plains are holding on with all their might, clenching their teeth and getting a better grip with every bite. We're a modern bunch in Wyoming, so we don't have snail mail. We just open the mailbox and let it take sail. Grandma may get the same letter 3 times in a row, depending on which way the wind wants to blow. Don't be fooled by this breeze in the land where the buffalo are roaming, because you just wait until the wind really gets to blowing. From Stacy Jenny out of Douglas, Wyoming.
Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
What are you going to share on The Good Stuff, Kim?
Actually, I have a piece that was shared with us. I don't know who wrote it, but Lavella Miles of Valentine, who every time she runs across something, she brings it in, and we love everything she brings. This is called The Ten Commandments for a Happy Household. If you take it out, put it away. If you eat on it, wash it. If you turn it on, turn it off. If you mess it up, clean it up. Now, if you drop it, pick it up. If it rings, answer it. If it barks, walk it. If you open it, close it. If I cook it, you eat it. If I say do it, don't ask why. Those are Mom's 10 Commandments for a Happy Household. Again, shared by Lavella Miles.
This holiday season is a special time of the year, and Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones have enjoyed the gifts of love, peace, and happiness through Christmas, and we start a new year. Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick and staff at Shippey Realty.
Let's go with some cute little funny things, Mike, like such things as lawn and order special mowing unit. That's a good name for a business.
Have that on the side of their truck.
Yeah, no kidding. Bigfoot saw me, but nobody believes him.
Oh, I wonder about that.
The beaver says life is one damn project after another.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. We all know that. My password is the last 8 digits of pi.
And nobody knows what that is.
There are no ending. I don't have my ducks in a row. I have squirrels, and they are everywhere.
I can imagine that.
Indeed. I survived the 60s twice.
Ooh, that must mean they're in their 70s now.
That's right, or somewhere in their 60s. I had a hen who could count her own eggs. She was a mathema-chicken.
A mathema-chicken. All right.
Oh, I better wrap it up here. My plants are rooting for me.
Well, there you go. That's what you want. And thanks to everybody out there for listening to The Good Stuff.